Hi there, I'm Lewis Foster from the Manx Radio Newsroom, and thank you for choosing this edition of Newscast. Now, earlier this month, we were contacted by a man called Callum Ball, aka Backpack Boz. He's coming over to the island later in August to take on the Radnor Fallen, and he said he was doing it all in aid of mental health charity James's Place and in memory of his friend who recently took his own life. And when we read the description of what Callum has done before, we noticed amongst his achievements he'd walked 2,000 miles across America in a pair of Crocs. And now when we saw that, we knew we had to get in touch with Callum, find out all about his upcoming adventure and the work he's done for mental health charities so far. So we had to record this conversation over the phone, of course. He's currently in Merseyside, but here he is. Here's Callum Ball.
The project is the Way of the Gull mission, the Radnor Fallen Coastal Walk, obviously over on the island. I'll be walking from my home in Liverpool all the way to the ferry terminal, catching the ferry over to you guys, and then doing the whole coastal walk and then back home to my local area. The reasoning behind it is obviously suicide in Liverpool and mental health is absolutely massive, not just Liverpool, but around the UK, and so I'm led to believe over on the island as well. So, yeah, that's basically the main cause behind it. Obviously, last year I walked across America in a pair of Crocs, 2,000 miles from Washington, D.C. to Brownsville in Texas to raise money for men's mental health. That was for Mind this time round. We're doing it for James's Place at request of Connor's family. So for people that don't know, Connor is a friend of mine for 20 years plus. We grew up together as children, right through life. Obviously, we sadly lost Connor 2 months ago today, funnily enough, to his battle with mental health. So we're doing this specific walk in memory for Connor because me and Connor were supposed to come and do this for a mental health charity anyway. So unfortunately, he's not here with us no more. So we're going to be doing this in memory of him, obviously to raise more awareness around suicide prevention and basically just getting young men right up to the age of, I think it's 50 the stats go to just speak out, talk, get together, try and create a bit of a movement. I've started it. Obviously, Boz Cares, as you've just mentioned, in Liverpool, which is a mental health group. For anybody at all, anybody, you don't even need to be going through mental health problems to come. It's just an adventure-led, just a safe space for people to come. And even if you just want to get a little 10 minutes away from the family or something or anything, if you're going through any issues, there's lots of people going through similar situations. It's all like-minded people, and we all just want to do better for each other and live the best lives that we can.
And Callum, obviously, it makes it extra important because of what you just said about losing your friend Connor only recently. So that must be obviously on your mind when you'll be going around the island here. Have you been to the Isle of Man before? And you mentioned doing that 2,000 miles across America in Crocs. Are you going to do the Radnor Fallen in your Crocs as well?
I sure am, buddy. I sure am. Yeah, we will be in our Crocs again. It's more become a thing now because it's not that the Radnor Fallen isn't tough enough anyway. 2,000 miles across America is tough enough, but it's to show as a statement. It's nothing compared to what some people are actually going through at this moment in time. Some people are battling certain demons in their own head, and obviously I know how them people feel. I've been through mental health battles pretty much most of my life, to be totally honest with you. So yeah, the Crocs have sort of become a statement of the brand now, buddy, so we will definitely be in our Crocs.
And so for anyone who doesn't know, from the 10th to the 16th of August you'll be coming across here. Would you like to see some people on the Isle of Man come out and support you when you're over here?
Oh, mate, we would absolutely love bits of local support. Obviously, we will be arriving in Douglas at 2 p.m. on the 10th of August. So if anybody wants to come out and say hello, ask any questions or just have a little cup of coffee with us and before we set off, any local businesses would like to get involved. Obviously, I currently get just over 5 to 6 million views.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.